Alright, so today was a pretty awesome day in real estate. Met a couple investors that, man, some of these people bought houses 30 years ago. Seem pretty sharp-minded when we talk to them, right? These are our clients. And yet, they're very sharp, but man, one guy bought a building in Boston. That building, he bought, this is the second person that I met like this, okay? 30 years. So let's say I'm 38, I'm about to be 39. My dad could have did this. Your dad could have did this. But you don't want your kid to say you should have did this, okay? Both of these gentlemen, okay? And I know a lady, too, accumulated over like 50 units, okay? They bought just one building for $170,000, $700,000. One guy bought it all over the place. Another guy bought just in one specific area. And the lady bought in one specific area but bought everything. And then another guy who would only buy commercial real estate, then 1031 exchange it into other properties. It's freaking cool that their families don't need to necessarily struggle with money as much as others, right? Like, it's pretty cool. One guy can literally afford to fly their extremely high-end car to Hawaii, right? Get their Ferrari to Hawaii so they can drive around there. And then they never drive the car in the rain. What the fuck? If I had a Ferrari, I'd fucking drive it in the snow. It's absolutely bogus. But just think about this way of thinking. You can also purchase real estate, accumulate your money, learn about the business, learn about what it can take to make you more successful, to maybe accomplish your dreams for yourself, and also to be able to 30 years, let's say my dad didn't do this 30 years. I don't know what my dad was doing 30 years ago, but not this. Your dad and your mom probably not doing what my dad wasn't doing. So we are fucked. What's the plan now? The plan is every time you make money, okay, you stop buying bigger and better things. You start putting yourself through this suffering of not spending. Okay, I get it. Everybody becomes extremely rich, extremely fast, and it looks extremely amazing, right? Listen, I just watched a YouTube video. It's like 3 17-year-olds. They all make 26 million. Like, who the hell are these people? Right? I'm over here putting in work every day just to wait 10 years to make 100,000. Wait 12 years to make 1 million. Right? Wait like 9 years to buy a piece of property and then get more, right? To get my investment properties. Who are these dudes doing it in a week? Maybe I need to change my circle. But if you're like me back in the day and you basically got no real estate, mommy and daddy didn't buy real estate, they were just working regular people, paying their bills, not really planning for themselves or their kids. Right, then they get sick. So you think about it and you just basically realize that you have to figure something out, do something different, so that if it does take you 30 years, what if it doesn't take 1 year to change your life? What if for some of you it actually takes 30 years and you're not going to make the best YouTube video and the best TikTok video that's going to make you $1 million in a day? What if for you to make millions, it's going to take you time on task over time. Making a dollar, saving 50 cents, making $100, saving 50, making 1,000, saving 500, making 10,000, saving 5,000, making what? Let's go to 100,000, keeping 50,000. Now you're not spending it, okay? Then taking that 50,000, buying a condo. Then making another 100,000 or 200,000, taking that 100,000, keeping it, making 500,000, taking that 250, now you got 350, now you take that, you go buy a building, then not take money out of your building. Keep the building growing. Go do the same thing. Keep increasing your income. Go buy another building. Okay. Now you're 7 years in. Now you're 5 years in. Into this game. And now, things are little by little starting to make you money. Right? Now you got another $8,000 coming in. $10,000 coming in. Different bank accounts. Money in all the bank accounts. Now you're starting to accumulate wealth. Now you're starting to get to the point where not only are you still increasing your income and growing yourself, but now you also got properties that are paying you rent. Why wait? Because in 30 years, aren't we gonna get older? Aren't we, no matter what, gonna get older? Okay. What's your guaranteed plan? This is pretty guaranteed. It's so slow. And the development of yourself is so, such an efficient art, because nobody can take away the lessons and the knowledge that you get by slowly developing yourself. It naturally increases your income. Then if you take that increased income and you just do the right things with it, meaning you reinvest. Now, I'm not telling you never to go out to eat, never to drink another coffee, but you might have to. You might have to. Every dollar counts, right? You might have to save that $5, $10. Now, when you make money and you're rich, yeah, you can do whatever you want, but at every level, you can lose it. And what I estimate, some of these people who are in their, let's say they some of them started in their 30s, some of them bought these properties when they were 18, 17, whatever. But basically, in both cases, in all four cases, they're older people. And in all four cases, they make over $100,000 a month. And in all four cases, some of their properties are paid off or have very, very little mortgages, right? And then you take another person who did not invest, and you look at them. They also got older. But in their case, they don't have properties. They don't have things that they've been working on. They haven't been developing themselves. And guess what? Both people get older. One gets older with a little bit of money. One gets older with nothing. What's the lesson? The lesson is, you really have to step up and take charge of your life, because the years are obviously passing. And if you have a desire to build wealth, right, through real estate, to grow your incomes, to secure, to feel more financially secure, do this. Take the chance. Save the money. When you see a big chunk in your savings, don't go spend it on things that aren't safe. Don't save it just to lose it. And little by little, over time, what you'll realize and some people around you will realize is there is a big difference between you and them. Now, the crazy part is you all started off in somewhat similar situations. But one of you was working overtime at doing the things that the other people did not want to do. This doesn't have anything to do with happiness, but, you know, let's be real. In the Western society and in most places on earth, money gives you the ability to do good things, right? If you had more money, you could do more of the things that you want. And if that journey is slow for you, are you not going to do it? So are you going to spend? Every time you make your $500, you spend it. Every time you make $1,000, you spend it. Every time you make $10,000, you spend it. Bigger car, bigger house. Every time you make $100,000, you spend it. Every time you make $250,000, you spend it. It's very hard to save money the way that you need to save in order to invest it properly and have enough money to invest to make the money that you worked so hard for actually start working for you. So I hope it helps. I hope it gets your mind around, like, what is the slow plan for you? And obviously, if you follow the slow plan, for some of us, that slow plan turns into a really, really fast plan. Good luck.